Okay, so this is the lab blood chemistry analysis for Anya. All right, so Anya, I'm going to go through, and you get a call with me to go through these. So whatever we don't cover here, and when you get whatever other tests you're doing, we will be able to go through one-on-one. I think you get a bunch of calls with me because you've got the Dutch and you've got a couple of others. So, so Anya, let me open your practitioner. Oh, wait, let me open your lab folder. Wait, that says Heather. Ooh, that doesn't look good. I'm going to copy paste it because it looks like the link might not be a hot link. Let me open up a new one here and we'll put this here and then I'll open up your master tracker. But it does look like there's reports. And I've got your lab folder. Then I have a patient, practitioner and patient report. I'll open both of them up. Yeah, it looks like Lynn. Lynn put those in. And then we'll put in... what just happened? Okay, yeah. So then I'll open up your patient report as well. Hey, the practitioner report's not that much different, and we try not to overwhelm you with too much. And then your health tracker. All right. Okay. So let me show you. Let me just go to your lab results. No, that's the wrong one. Lab results, US. Okay. So yours is much easier because you just have one. You have from June. Is it, to your knowledge, is that the most recent one for you?
No, there was no. I just a couple weeks ago, but I didn't know if they had given the results to you or what happens with the results.
Well, I don't do data entry. That's not my job. So refuse to. Never do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do the analysis, but I have never been one for... tolerating data entry. It's bad news for me. I'm just not good at that kind of stuff. Okay. So
Anya, may I ask, were you able to provide your new labs to us in Google Drive? Because we didn't get any.
So I haven't gotten them yet, but I was wondering if you guys get them or who gets them.
Oh no, because of HIPAA, they won't send them directly to us.
Oh, okay. So, but there was a doctor listed on it. So
the doctor is like, so you did it. It was the ones through LabWorks. Yeah. So what happens is they have an MD on their staff that is the ordering doctor.
Uh-huh.
So that's the person, but basically is they run the labs and then they send them to you. They password protect them. And then for you to be able to give them to us, the best way is for you to come into your lab thing you see here and go into this lab folder and then upload them. So it looks like you have yours from 6/4/19.
Yeah, Lynn did
that. When did you get the blood drawn for those?
Sorry?
When did you get the blood drawn for the ones that...
Oh, the recent ones? Yeah. Just a couple weeks ago.
Well, they should have. You know, it depends on what was in there. Usually they would have it by now, but they usually will send it to you. They'll send you an email and they'll say, click here. Here's your password.
Right, right.
Okay. So okay. We don't have those yet. So if you want, we can go through what you have in here and then we'll have you, you know, once you get the results back, put them in the master tracker and then we'll run the software report. I think she might have run one against... She did. She ran the practitioner and the patient report. So we can still look through them, but this won't be the most recent. Okay. And then we'll just do it short. And then we'll go back through when you get the rest of them in. And we're going to do the 23rd, but also the 23rd is filled. And so I'm going to open up some slots on the 24th as well, because there's no way I could do, if I do two today or one now today, there's no way I could do everybody in a 5-hour slot on one day. So we'll just open that other date up. That just convinces me that we will. Okay, so I am going to open up this one. When I open it, it's kind of weird. When I open it from that link that is in the list, it doesn't open it properly. It's kind of weird. It's the first time I've ever seen that. So if I open this one and then I go here, I can open it in a new window. And then I can go back here. Then I can go to here. I don't really need the practitioner one, but I'll open in a new window. I like to look at the practitioner ones just in case they miss something. All right. Good. So now I'm going to go to your Master Health Tracker. And we'll just go through this and give you a rundown of where you were in June. And then when you get the next one, you get it back. You come in here and you just put the date here and then put the results down in here. Okay. And they'll let your coach is Lynn, right? So yes. Just let Lynn know that you did that. And then she'll run them through the blood chemistry software and get you an updated report, which will compare the two. Okay.
And I can't see what you're seeing.
Oh, you don't see it.
No.
All right. Let's see. Share. Why wasn't it sharing? Maybe it was sharing a different screen. All right. How about now?
Yes. Oh, yes.
You see it? Okay. So you're at, your glucose is a little on the high side. Do you do any home glucose testing?
Somewhat, but I've been waiting for a Freestyle Libre and it's been comedy of errors.
Getting it. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed now in the Freestyle Libre since they went to the 14 days instead of the 10. I thought I'd be excited, and I haven't seen that they're as reliable. Did you get somebody to prescribe it for you?
No, I haven't. That's been a problem.
You're a chiropractor, right?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody hold your ears. I'm going to tell her how she can get one. Do you have anybody that's a family member that you can prescribe one for?
Yes.
Do it and then steal it.
Oh,
okay. You didn't hear that.
Okay. Got it. No, I didn't.
Go to Edwards Healthcare. It's the easiest way to do it. Okay. What you do is you put in your order and then it'll say, who's your doctor? So you put in your family member's name and then under where, who's your doctor? You put in your information and your office number, and then they'll call your office and you tell your staff that, you know, and you come up with a diagnosis, metabolic syndrome sign. Okay. Unless this person is, you know, totally not a metabolic syndrome, but everybody has some semblance that we were trying to rule out metabolic syndrome. So that's just one way to get it. Edwards Healthcare is a good way to do it.
Okay.
And as long as this person lives in California, you're in California, right? You're in Santa Cruz.
Yes. Right.
As long as this person lives in Santa Cruz or California.
Yeah.
All right. So if I look down here, your uric acid is a little on the high side. Do you have any signs of gout or
no
arthritis or whatever? You know, it could be leaky gut, right? So it's not necessarily all these things, but we want to make sure whenever, you know, you have a high number, it's out of optimal range, but not out of lab range.
Okay.
But your blood urea nitrogen is low. And I'm just marking these as I go along, which could be that you have malabsorption, which could be related to leaky gut. So now we have two indicators that might be that there's some gut stuff going on for you. And this is without me looking at your history. When we actually have our private call, I will have, you know, studied your history and gone through it with you. Okay. Creatinine is also low, which is another indication that it could be something going on with your protein intake or your protein absorption. Right. And usually what I have people do is like, go get the Chronometer app, you know, see if you're actually getting in enough protein. If you are and you're showing signs of low protein, then it could be a low stomach acid or some other malabsorption.
Mm. Okay.
Your GFR looks really good. Your kidney function, sodium, potassium ratios look good. The chloride looks good. Carbon dioxide, all of these look good. Carbon dioxide actually is an indication, an indirect indication of pH. And so that's looking good. These could be related to adrenals. It's not the be all and the end all, but usually it's, if they're normal, it doesn't mean like, oh no, your adrenals are perfect. But if they're off, then I'm suspicious. And usually I want to confirm that with a Dutch or a saliva adrenal test. Your phosphorus is a little high. Where are we? Which could be, it could be related to excess D Sometimes people are like going crazy and taking tons of it. So I don't know if you have D in here, but we'll get there. So I'm marking these, and then what I like to do is mark them. And usually I mark them in a lot less time, but I'm trying to explain it. And then I go back and go, oh, look, there's some of these things that may be correlating. Unlike when, you know, Western medicine docs do it, they kind of look at up high, they don't look at ratios and all that kind of stuff. But there's a possibility that you are taking too much D. Or like some people drink a lot of soft drinks, which are high in phosphorus, or a high meat diet, which is high in phosphorus. So that's one of the things we'd want to be looking at. But your protein is super low, right? So remember I said there were a couple of indications earlier with the BUN and the creatinine. Well, your protein is also low. So it says to me either you're not getting enough protein, or you're not absorbing protein properly, or you have something that's interfering with that. Okay, so let's look at some of the, these are liver, right? And with just one, this will be really good to see on the next one to see, because your liver enzymes are like borderline 25, and this is actually into the slightly high level. So what I want to see is that, was that a temporary thing back then? Is it going in the right direction, so to speak, right? So if it's going up a little bit, yeah, then we want to research it. If it's going down, then there might have been some sort of stress exposure happening that was stressing your liver out, and it was causing those enzymes to go higher. In which case, I wouldn't recommend anything now until we see, but things like milk thistle and other kinds of support, and then looking at reducing your toxic load. Where might that toxic load be? Where's your AL? Alkaline phosphatase is low. I don't know how I skipped that one in the first place. This thing goes fast. And we mentioned that with Heather earlier, that could be zinc. It could be excess estrogen. It could be B6. So these are all the things we try to correlate between your symptoms and your little surveys that you did, and then the next step. So right now we're just looking at this kind of in a vacuum, but it's giving us some areas to ask you questions and areas that we can research further. And I did see Lynn on the call, and she's probably aware of.
I'm sure she is. Yeah.
Yeah. Cholesterol's high, right? You know, when somebody's cholesterol's high, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing something wrong. A lot of times it's a hypercholesterolemia genetically that keeps it high. Yours isn't so high that I would suspect that. There's probably some things off, and here we go. Triglycerides are 131. You also had a high out of optimal range, obviously, but not necessarily lab range, on your glucose. And high triglycerides is often related to the blood sugar imbalances. So we'll look at your HDLs. Your HDLs are in a good range, but compared to your triglycerides, not. Right? Because you're in about a 2-to-1 ratio. I like to see you closer to a 1-to-1 ratio. So you're like a 2.04 on that ratio, and your LDLs are high. Okay. So how do we approach this? Well, let's look to see what it is on the next one. But we want to look at your HDLs are okay. You could do some things to try to raise the HDLs a little bit. You know, you don't need to raise it all that much, but things like exercise will raise it. Do you have a regular exercise program?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Okay. Yeah.
How about your omega-3-6 ratios?
Probably not as good with that.
Okay. So that's something to work on. And sometimes just, you know, temporarily while you're working on that, taking an EPA DHA supplement to help that. But it's not, I'm not really looking at that. It's on the lower end of the range, but it's not like low, super low. But it's really those triglycerides. So I would start, even if you don't have your Libre, get a glucose meter, because you want to have a glucose meter anyway to compare it. Just check if you get some weird stuff going on with the Libre. So you get a Keto Mojo, or you get, you have one.
Yeah.
Okay. Just start checking and just start seeing where you're at, and then seeing if you can identify some of the foods or situations, stress situations, that shoot your sugar up, right? And then we can look at that, and we'll go through you know, you can do it anytime on your own, but we'll go through metabolic reset as a group coming up in like March or so. Okay.
Okay.
And the other thing is, if we, you know, if you make a few adjustments and we don't see this shifting in the right direction, then an advanced lipid panel would be a good thing to get. So we see particle sizes and we see how much at risk you are. We'll see a little bit further down in here if you did the CRP. And I know you have a CRP on the next one, if you did it through the lab you got through us. TSH looks fine, but you don't have anything else. Do you have any symptoms of low thyroid function? For example, if you did that assessment, that thyroid assessment, did you show up anything? Constipation, low energy, coarse hair, dry skin, difficulty losing weight, that sort of stuff.
Maybe a little bit, but not that much.
Okay. I'd still recommend that you just do it at least the one time. Oh, you'll have it on the next one. You'll have a complete thyroid. So yeah, that'll be there. We'll be able to see what that is. And we have antibodies there just to make sure. So sometimes we see people who are on the verge of going rogue on their thyroid, even though their TSH is good. Wouldn't we like to change it now before it goes rogue?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Your white blood cell count is a little on the low side, but that's actually not of a concern unless I see some other things. So we'll look at some other things first. There are more and more, they're seeing that the lower, like in the fours, is actually more of an ideal. And we may be updating these ranges sometime in the near future, but I'll just mark it anyway, because I'm going to look at. Red blood cells look good. Whoops. Red blood cells look good. Hemoglobin looks good. Hematocrit looks good. And you'll have iron on the next one. I didn't see iron, but I might have missed it because it was green. Let's just look. Glucose, uric acid, sodium, potassium, calcium, protein. Iron. Yeah, your iron is fine. So it doesn't look like there's any signs of anemia at all. You've got good red blood cells, you've got good hemoglobin, you've got good hematocrit, you've got good iron, but you might have a B12 or folate deficiency. Your gold plus, have you ever had your genetics tested? If not, you will be getting that kit.
I have it, but I haven't done it yet.
Okay, you do have the kit. Great.
But I've been a vegetarian for like 35 years or something, so there is a B12 deficiency?
It might be. Yeah. If you don't take it on a regular basis, it's not, you know, big and bold. Mm. It's barely there. But why not catch it now? It could be related to an MTHFR. It could be related, you know, to some of the methylation factors. It could also be, that's the thing I always want to, especially vegetarian, right? You eat a lot of greens, probably more than the average person who's not a vegetarian, and folate can mask a B12 deficiency. You probably remember learning that in school. And so we want to make sure that that's not what's going on. Right. And homocysteine, which you'll have on the next, I think you have on the next test, I don't remember, will give us an indication of, and it's just another marker. And if we need to, the Dutch test will show MMA. So all of these different, you'll be getting the various markers for B12 deficiency. And really know if that's the issue. I personally take a B, I have double MTHFRs and MTRRs and all these things related to B12 deficiency. And I just take B12 every couple of months, right? Because I don't have the symptoms and it maintains. It's not like you have to take some supplements every single day. You've usually got 7 years in your liver, even if you have no B12 intake. So remember I said about your white blood cells, we'll look further down. This is where we look, monocytes, eosinophils, and basophils. It looks like your neutrophil lymphocyte is fine, your ratio here. And this is where we look at, is there a low-grade bacterial or viral infection? And those ratios look good. But your monocytes are high, which could indicate, and I always ask, were you fighting off a cold or had you just gotten over a cold or flu when you had this taken? Right. No. So look to see what it is next time. Because if twice in, you know, 8, 6 months, 4 months, whatever, 5 months, you have a monocyte that's high, it's likely not acute. Sometimes you are in a post-acute stage and you just, your immune system's so good, it just was fighting it off. So we'll be able to see that on the next one. Eosinophils are a little bit high, and that could be an allergy. It could be a parasitic, right? And monocytes elevated can be parasitic. So that's why we'll look at them again. And basophils elevated can be parasitic. That's the thing that's between all three. So there may be a parasite here, you know, based on seeing this. So let's see what it shows up next time. And then, you know, stool test or just going on our, we have a parasitic kind of generalized parasitic protocol that oftentimes I just have people go through that just as a maintenance and then see how these numbers go. And if they don't shift, then we can do a stool test to see. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Homocysteine is a little on the high side. So another suspicion for B12, and I should actually have that listed there. Just put that in there. I probably spelled that totally wrong because I am a terrible typist. T-E-F. People think I'm a terrible speller. F-I-E-N. Deficient. Okay. Deficiency. Okay. Deficiency. There we go. Yeah, I have to update that. So, you know, the B12 folate, B6 possibility is there. So we'll see what shows up on the next time. But this is where I would say you're probably not gonna hurt to start taking a B12 supplement. CRP is a little on the higher side. I love to see those below one. So given the combination of that with some of the cholesterol stuff, we kind of got to keep an eye on that and let's see where it is. And may, with this being where it is on borderline, we may want to suggest the advanced lipid panel, but we'll see what shows up on your next one. Okay. A1C is on the high side. So we have three really good indications that the blood sugar needs to be tested. So I would say your Libre and just start using your Keto Mojo and let's see if you can identify some of the things that are keeping it high. So insulin resistance is definitely indicated by this. And your D is way low. Your D is way low. That's an easy thing to just start supplementing. I don't know how much time you spend outdoors, but this time of year, and I've been to Santa Cruz in the winter and it ain't like time to go lay on the beach.
So no, it's cold.
Right. So the D, I would say with it at a 36, we'll see what it is next time, but we can adjust it. But I would say as long as you've had the blood drawn already, I would look at probably somewhere in the 8,000 I use a day and then retest it in about 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that. Well, never mind. You're going to do this. Well, you'll do this and we'll see where it is now. And then you can start supplementing and see where it goes. If this has gone up, do you take any D?
I do.
How much?
I think it's probably 2,000 milligrams.
1,000, yeah. It's not, you know, probably not enough. Did you start taking that 2,000 before or after this test was taken?
I think before.
Before, yeah. So let's see what it is, but I would say somewhere at least 5, if not a little bit more, and we can adjust it when you get the other one back. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not a big fan of B12 serum. I just don't think it's really that accurate in terms of where you're at. And how is that, though? This was serum.
Yes.
So it looks like your progesterone's low. Your estrogen is low. When was you been through menopause?
Yes.
How long ago?
Let's see, I can't, it's since probably 16 years ago.
Oh gosh, yeah, long time ago, okay. Yeah, so I would say the Dutch is gonna be, it's gonna be good, and you have a Dutch test, either you have the kit already or you're gonna be getting it shortly. Yeah, because this stuff is all best looked at in, on the Dutch, and given that you have that kit, I would rather not, you know, talk to you about addressing it until we see what the metabolites are.
Yeah.
Do you have any family history of breast cancer? Prostate cancer? No. Uterine cancers, any hormonal related. Okay.
No.
Good. All right. Well, we'll see what those are. All right. Let's look at your, is it on your, okay, good. Report. So you went through menopause 16 years ago.
Yes.
Which puts you at, you were 42 at the time. Yes. So what's up with that? That early, was there any explanation for early menopause like that?
I just believe it was stress induced.
Stress induced. Yeah. Family history of that? Like looking at sisters or parent, mother, grandmother?
My mom, she had her ovaries removed, so she wasn't bleeding. She had a hysterectomy, sorry.
She had a hysterectomy. So maybe, you know, some issues with imbalances, maybe something genetically related, but okay. All right, let's see what these guys, this is the, you want us to look at the patient report or the practitioner report, given you're a practitioner? Does it matter?
Let's do the practitioner report. Sorry. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay. So this is a lot of pages, but it's 87 pages. Holy cow. How do you get 87 pages from?
Oh, 87. I thought you said seven. I was like, whoa.
87 pages.
Wow.
51. Let's see. You know, this is the old report versus the new report. They have a different format. It's more colorful. I don't know what the difference is. So that, we talked about that. You get your indications. This stuff, you know, as you read the practitioner one, I don't know if Lynn sent you it or not, but we can certainly do that. I don't like to send it to everybody because it can overwhelm them. Mm-hmm. And but if you're a practitioner or like Heather is really geeky and likes to do that, we're happy to send it to you. And but 87 reports. Okay, so that's all the description. Probability of dysfunction. We just looked at the sex hormones, so definitely blood sugar, cardiovascular because of those ratios and all, and GI function probably because of all the stuff we mentioned with the low bun, the low creatinine, the low protein indicates some problems with absorption. And the lower ones, immune function, that would be those monocytes and the white blood cells. Bone health, probably the phosphorus and the vitamin D are contributing there. Adrenal, let's look at what they say. There were some liver markers. Remember, I said they were borderline. Kidney was the bun creatinine, but I think that's probably more digestive. Gallbladder, the fats and the red blood cell, basically the anemia type of stuff. So this shows you, you know, all of those numbers are low, and we'll go further with that with the Dutch. The cardiovascular, we already talked about what those are and what those are related to. The GI function, right? So it talks about those same ones we talked about, the protein, the alkaline phosphatase, MCV. So all of these can be contributing factors to there might be a gut issue. And the thing that kept showing up with parasites, right, with those numbers. And then let's see if they go into details. Yeah, the lipid panel is obvious. Inflammation, the CRP, and homocysteine. Macronutrients. Okay, so carbohydrate related to the glucose. Vitamin, right? So related to the B12, the folate, the B6, so the homocysteine and the MCV, the protein status related to the, bun and protein, et cetera. Okay. Here we go. Carbohydrate. It goes into details and you're welcome to read all that. Let's see what it says about the minerals, vitamins. Yeah. The D protein, it talks about that. It'll tell you why, but where did that, oh, here we go. Selenium. Talked about selenium up here. Where did that one describe it go? A mineral. It didn't say that, it said minerals. So we'll go into the individual. So then it goes through some indications that you might have deficiencies in, and it talks about why. I'm sorry, I'm going so fast. The alk phos with the zinc, the B12 and the folate, we already mentioned. The vitamin D is obvious. Calcium, you know, maybe because you have the increased phosphorus, balancing that with the calcium, the DHEA was in your sex hormones, thiamine. This is something, it's a subtle one, but you've got your anion gap in your glucose. It's sometimes related to the glucose. And, you know, it also can be related to leaky gut. So thiamine could be a good B1. Hmm. 150 milligrams three times a day is oftentimes what's recommended for a leaky gut and for getting that back. And glycolysis, it's important also for thyroid conversion. We don't know what your thyroid is. Looks good, but it's just TSH. But it could be helpful. And I'm going to mention that to Heather too, because I forgot to mention that the B1 showed up there, and that might help with the conversion as well, the activation of the thyroid hormone. So these, it's just giving you some of those health concerns. We've already talked about most of them. The reason it mentions muscle atrophy is because of that protein and the bun parasites, right? So some of the stuff we talked about, not sure why. I think they give you the reasons down below. Yeah, they do. So you can read all this. I don't want to go through this with everybody, but you can read all these. This is, like I said, this is more of the practitioner report than the report. And then they have the analytics, and you get to look at yourself over time, which you don't have an overtime. So, but you get to see, like, in a graphic representation, like which things are out of balance, which is similar to mine in the spreadsheet. Let's see. Some of this, when you only have one test, it's very, it's just a bunch of duplication. Like here, you only have the one test, so I can't show you whether you went up or down. This just puts it in range. So it's just a lot of ways to look at it. Everybody is a little bit different in how they like to look at it. Right. And this is the range. So some of these are high and some of these are, or out of range, and some of them are high and some of them are low. And this is useless, actually, the history, because it's only one, because it's just repetition. This part is more, this last part is a lot of the practitioner stuff, like what would be the next things to do. So if you really want to dig into it, you can read all this stuff. What does this mean? What do each of them mean? Which you probably have plenty of books from your years and years ago being in school and like, I remember that. Metabolic syndrome. And then this is something, I didn't mean to have this in there. I guess Lynn ran it, but there are some products that are in there, not necessarily stuff I recommend. So I think that they have some built into the software that if you were to just base a supplementation program on what you're finding here, what brand is that? Sugar Balance. I don't even know what brand. I think when we run this, we can look at this for you guys who are practitioners. When you're running this, there's a place in there that you can choose. You know, you're obviously not going to take four pages of supplements, right? So I think we just leave that part out. Oh, six pages of supplements. Yeah, just go and take all this stuff. not my approach. Sorry. But it's in the report, so you could. Okay, so further testing, this is something advanced practitioner only. So, you know, the further lipid testing, which I mentioned, zinc deficiency, you can do a zinc tally test, you can do a red blood cell zinc test. There's a number you can do, like a NutriVal, that would give you some of that female hormone dysfunction and what to look for. So this is more the practitioner stuff. So you can read this if you want to go into that real big detail. And if any of you are not overwhelmed by all this and you want your practitioner report, just ask and you'll get it, but know that it might be 87 pages and that might be a little overwhelming. Okay. Any questions?
I did have some, but I don't have it now. I can't remember that.
Oops.
It's okay.
Let them down. Yeah, you have plenty of time. And once you get all your test results back, let's start setting up some appointments. And those of you who are Gold Plus and you get those appointments with me, if you go to the links, you get in the emails and go, there's nothing until February, reach out, write to erc@drritamarie.com and Angelica can get you in touch, or write directly to my assistant who handles my calendar, Monique at dradamarie.com, and she'll find spots to fit you in, and she'll talk to me about it. We don't put all my openings on the calendar because otherwise I would never get time to eat, drink, go to the bathroom, or sleep. So we could always fit you in. And especially since you have a long days at your own practice, I'm happy to do it in the evening. I just don't put those on my calendar because I need to be able to control that.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that. I do have one question. So I do have old blood tests, well, from like maybe 3 years ago, 5 years ago. Should I give them to Lynn and show them to Lynn?
Or can you put them in here? You can put them in here yourself.
I could, maybe.
Yeah, or give them to Lynn.
Well, she'll show me how to do it and I can do
it. She'll show me how to do it, yeah. Yeah, and just put them in here and then we can compare them. It's always good to have that for comparison to see, you know, have you been in this situation for a long time or is this something that's developed?
Right.
With Heather's, it was really clear on some of them and others like, oh, you know, yeah. Cool. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Super, you're welcome. Lynn, I know you're on. Is there anything? I think she may not be on. She was... wrong Lynn. Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to do you next. If there's nothing new, then we'll make wait. No, looks like Lynn's off. I know Lynn, Lynn's father-in-law passed away yesterday. I was surprised to see her on at all. That was, you know, really special. And I know that she's probably off with, you know, with the family and
yeah.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm just picking my son up from the airport.
Okay, got it.
I've been listening the whole time, and I did bobble in and out a couple of times, you know, service. But I was going to say that the plan that we've been working on, because originally Anya was in body balance and had done private coaching with that, and so the plan that we were doing kind of mimics a lot of what you were talking about. There's some additional things that make notes of, but and so I'm glad I was able to listen, but there was
super.
So it was just as a practitioner, it's nice to have some validation of that.
Yes.
We're doing okay here.
Yeah. So guide Anya about the, you know, the glucose testing and the chronometer would be really helpful. And chronometer,
yep.
You put in all that. You can put in your glucose, you can put in your ketones, and you can actually see this beautiful report. And it used to be a couple of years ago when I started recommending it, people would say, it's really nice, but it doesn't have like all the cool foods that we eat. You know, it doesn't have chia seeds in there. Now it's got everything. I mean, Cocoyo yogurt that you can buy, it's relatively new. They have every flavor of it listed in there. So you can just put just about anything you can think of is in there and you can just pick it out. And then once you've done it and you have, you know, we all have our favorites, right? That we may eat.
Yeah. We talked briefly about the chronometer. She was looking for the Libre, because then she wouldn't have to prick all the time.
You'd have to prick all the time, especially given your work memory, right? Just make sure that you check it at least every 8 hours, you know, because it'll show you the graph and the sooner you can. But, you know, if you're sitting, you know, between patients, you can just go like that and on your arm, put it down. You don't even have to look at it. And then you walk away and go do your stuff. So it makes it real easy to do that.
Well, and I was going to also mention that she could get the Gentile. That might make it easier.
Well, it's easier, but I don't find it to be that great. I mean, maybe my Gentile isn't so good, but I don't see that it's that much more comfortable, but it's the inconvenience of more than the pain. And I know some people don't like the pain of it. I could care less about the pain, but certainly inconvenient to have to do it as regularly, whereas the freestyle will help you. So, and know that I was just talking about this with Annette, yesterday, a couple of days ago, whatever it was, that it gives you the first like 24 to 48 hours on the Libre, the numbers are kind of off. They may give you a good pattern, but the numbers are off until it gets used to it, which is kind of ironic because on the 10-day Libre, they said you couldn't really use it for 24 hours because it's calibrating. And now they say you can use it in an hour. They're wrong. It's still calibrating. They're just not admitting it, right? So it's crazy making for me. When I first used it, I still had my 10-day on this arm. I put my 14-day on this arm, had them there for like 36 hours. And I'm like, this thing's nuts. And it wasn't until about 48 hours that it calibrated, right? And then it would line up with my finger prick. So know that, don't freak out if you see some really high, weird numbers in 48 hours. It does give you kind of a pattern. Although when I first started using that one, it didn't even give me a pattern. It was like way off, like sometimes 30 points off from the one I'd been using for months and trusted. So, you know, there's nothing perfect. They're looking at a lot of others. They've been working on a tier one. Like you could just for a decade. I think a decade, I keep hearing about it and nobody's perfected it yet. One day. So. Yeah. One day we'll just have our little Star Trek devices. Everybody will own one and we'll go, bloop, 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 bloop. We'll have all of our labs tested. We can make changes and then we can go back and blip, blip. Not right now. Not right now. So great. Thank you, Anya.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think, Lynn, you're the only one left, but I think you said that you didn't have any new reports. So let me see what my report says about you. So let me just mark Anya as being done. Okay, and I have Lynn there. All right, so I'm going to just mark you in green that I did you. And Lynn, oh no, I thought yours, maybe it was somebody else that said it. So you do have some new stuff, right?
Lynn Lowe does have two new labs and everything is up to date.
Okay, good. All right, let me go US. We'll go through that. Let me stop my recording and start a new recording. Stop.